All right, we'll go ahead and get started. Gentlemen, thank you for being here. I would like to call the meeting to order at this time. I would also ask that, as a courtesy to all, that you ensure that you have turned off your cell phones and pagers. Each director received notice of this board meeting. The public meeting notice was properly posted as required by law. Directors Chris Adam, Grady Barr, Truman Blum, Nancy Porter, and John Sloan indicated that they would not be present at this meeting. I would like to let you know that Director Truman Blum has submitted his resignation to the Governor's office. It has been our pleasure to have Director Blum as a member of the Brazos River Authority Board, and he will be missed. On a personal note, we're going to miss Truman. He's always been a very active member of this board, and not only that, he's a very good friend. So we will we wish him Godspeed. At this time, we have set aside time to hear from you, the general public. Those of you who are interested in providing comments should fill out one of the cards provided at the table outside the door to the boardroom with your name and contact information on it. We encourage you to speak your mind and tell us your thoughts. Be mindful, however, that while you can say anything you wish, the board cannot deliberate or discuss issues that are not posted on the meeting notice. That is not our requirement, it's state law. The board is limited in its ability to participate in discussions or deliberations by the provisions of the Open Meetings Act. The Open Meetings Act authorizes a government body to give members of the public an opportunity to speak at public board meetings and provide comments. However, the board may not deliberate or act on any matter which has not been specifically posted on the agenda. In an effort to provide everyone an opportunity to speak, we request that each presentation be limited to 3 minutes. At this time, I have four cards. We will start with Mr. Monty Land of the PKLA. Mr. Land.
Good morning. First of all, I'd like to introduce myself to the new board members. My name is Monty Land, and I am, I think, a fourth or fifth year president of the Possum Kingdom Lake Association. It's been too long, but it's still there. Our board just recently met, and I was instructed by them to read a letter to the board. Dear ladies and gentlemen of the board, the board of directors of Possum Kingdom Lake Association met recently to discuss a recent action taken by the BRA board to consider the sale of BRA lands to a third party that would include all of the leasehold estate properties at Possum Kingdom Lake. All members of our lake board are strongly opposed to the sale of the BRA lands to a third party. General statements have been made that such a third party sale would be a win-win situation for BRA and the lessees. After careful evaluation, the members of our board do not believe it is possible for the BRA to sell the leasehold properties to a third party and at the same time protect the lessees and their millions of dollars of investments. Before expending considerable sums on consultants and surveys, it is respectfully requested that you require your staff to furnish the BRA board with the particulars as to exactly how the lessees will be protected in the event of a third-party sale. Unless you're provided with this information, the BRA board would be spending funds on consultants and surveys without any assurance whatsoever that the lessees of the BRA will be protected. We hope that you handle this matter in a responsible manner and instruct the BRA staff to resume the work on a divestiture plan. Respectfully submitted, Possum Kingdom Lake Association. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lamb. Now I have a card for Joe H. Staley, Jr. with Seth Ranch. Mr. Staley.
Good morning. I know some of you and some of you know me. I'm Joe Staley. I'm an attorney. I represent the Seth Ranch. I have represented the Possum Kingdom Lake Association and the Preservation Association. And I'm here today to talk to you about a real problem that I think exists insofar as flying headlong into what the BRA appears to be about to do. I represent the Custard family. I've been involved in over 500 eminent domain cases, I think I'm very knowledgeable of this. I'm the guy who has filed with the Attorney General insofar as the position of the lessees is concerned on the letter that's now pending. I want you to know that we don't feel that we are at odds with the BRA. We're not at odds with the Seth Ranch is not at odds with the lessees, and they're not at odds with you, and they don't want to be at odds with you. But depending on the board's action, I want you to know that my clients, the Custards, are prepared to and have the capacity to become involved in the bidding at any level, and that they're here to protect their, they're here and sent me here to tell you that all they want to do is protect their rights, and they want to work with you to do that. They're prepared to go forward and pursue the methods to assure fair and lawful disposition of the BRA Possum Kingdom land, and that's all they want. They don't want any more than what they should get, but they don't want you to give away any rights that they feel are any, to enter into any situations that might impinge upon the rights that they have. Let me give you a little bit for the new members, explain to you a little bit about the history of this, because I'm sure you may not know it, because it's extremely intricate, and I think it has it from time to time become caustic. But I didn't write the law and I didn't write the opinions. The only thing I can do is deliver to you what the courts have said insofar as the BRA is concerned. And the statutes. The statutory purpose, as you know, of the BRA is to operate and administer the controlled storing, preservation, and distribution of stormwater and floodwater of the Brazos River. And that's what your statute says, and that's what it says you can do. The BRA can only acquire property to further these specific purposes. And so they've acquired property, but they've acquired approximately 1,500 acres besides what's in the lake bottom, and that's what we're talking about. This is the problem. The BRA has for over 50 years maintained land that was never authorized to take. The Eastland Court of Appeals in the Harmon case, which I'm going to give you a copy of so you can see what we've been talking about all this time, specifically found that the Water Code, and I quote the court, does not authorize the Brazos River Authority to take land for a public park, campsite, or recreational purposes. The people that we're talking about here are people who are leasing properties that were taken for campsites by the BRA when it had no right to do that. That creates a title problem. And that's what I want to discuss with you. The courts have treated those actions pretty severely insofar as addressing them. In the Harmon case, they found that the BRA's actions in acquiring these to be fraud and abuse of discretion. And they told this agency that, and the agency just continued in its old ways. And what we're asking you to do is to address those issues as this board should have probably 30 or 40 years ago. Other courts of appeals have looked at the same issue of those acquisitions of property which aren't necessary for the project, and they hold that those taking of those properties is void, which means it never happened, and that they may be set aside. This is the issue that we want, that is facing us insofar as your disposition of this property, and this is what we want to address today with you real quickly. If the takings can be set aside because they're fraudulent and void, I ask you, what can the BRA convey? As your lawyers should advise you, the BRA cannot convey and warrant clear title to any Houston real estate firm or any other party without that issue being addressed. The title is besmirched. Any transfer of property under the state of the title today would be subject to being set aside. So, I don't think any lawyer worth his salt would advise his client to buy these properties from the BRA with this issue on the line. The question is the BRA willing to warrant title to a purchaser? Are you willing to give and sign your name or have your agency sign its name, and warrant good title to a piece of property after what has been said in those cases, that they can be set aside and that you acquired it under a void situation? And I don't think you want to do that. I don't think a title insurance company would give you title insurance in a conveyance of any of these properties. And I think that any purchaser is going to demand that they have some kind of insurance or assurance insofar as the title is concerned.
Mr. Staley, if you could kind of wrap it up, please.
I'll do that. I have... what I would ask for you to do is to address those issues. We have for you a memorandum which I've prepared that's very short, and it will tell you what I think the issues are. How much better is it going to be for us to go down to Austin together rather than going down there with a bunch of lawyers and lobbyists and having a fight in front of those committees? We want to join with you. We want to be with you. We want to work with you. But we can't do it the way things are going now. We need for you all to work with us, and we want to work with you. Let's work it out here together rather than trying to go forward in an adversarial position. At this time, I thank you for your attention. I have the memos here, and I also have a copy of the Harmon case, which is the one that addresses specifically what the BRA did in the past. I would ask you to look at that, and I'd also ask you to look at the memo. And I thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Staley. I now have a card for Linda Johnson with Johnson Properties. Okay, we'll move on to the next one then. Mr. Nick Bray, representing himself. Mr. Bray.
Thank you, Chairman DeClitt. Some of you members remember me. Some of you are new and don't remember me or don't know me. In a later session or whatever, you'll probably hear me referred to as another one of the whining leaseholders. But at any rate, I did want to get up here and get myself on record for what it's worth. I want to follow up with what Mr. Land said. I would like to see a public and formal declaration of this board as the authority for the Brazos River Authority to make a public declaration of exactly what it is going to do to protect us in the event of a sale to a third party and how it's going to proceed about doing that. I would like to see that in detail, and I'm considering this to be a public request for that, so I would expect you to act on it. I know that in the past there's been the comment or the statement made that this board is acting for the interest of all citizens of the state of Texas. The last I recall, I was a citizen of the state of Texas, as is most every leaseholder on that lake, with the exception, give or take, of maybe 5 or 10. But I want to point out something else to you, and this kind of tracks in with what Mr. Staley just said. We have been a caretaker and a steward of the property interest that you have given to us, not given, that we have paid you for. And we have paid you decent and good consideration and valuable consideration for it. And in return, you have let us occupy the property. And as part of our duty, we have taken care of it. We have improved it. We have invested ourselves, our fortunes, our futures in that property. So bear that in mind when you consider you're acting for the interest of all citizens of the state of Texas, because we are too, and we have a paramount interest over and above than Joe Schmo, who is out in Crane, Texas, and has no interest whatsoever in any property at Possum Kingdom Lake. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bray. Okay, one more time, Linda Johnson. Ms. Johnson? We're going to go ahead and move on then.